Welcome to Local Matters. I'm your host, Linda LeCoux, and we're here in the studio today with Nicole Stoner, nationally certified Pilates teacher at Synergy right here in Cookeville. Well, Nicole, just to open up here, tell me a little bit about yourself, where you come from, how you got here.
Well, I consider myself Cookeville native because I've lived here since 98. But yeah, so we moved here, liked the area and decided to stay. Moved here with my husband's job. And how I came to be a Pilates teacher is because I've had, or I used to have, back pain issues from a car accident back in when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
The difficult thing with that was it was all soft tissue injury. So since nothing showed up on x-ray, it was all, well, hopefully between chiropractic and PT, you'll get better. And I didn't. And so I had chronic upper back pain for years and years and years. And my physician in 2010 sent me to Patty Groth, who is, you know, my mentor and co-worker now at Synergy, and initially sent me there to teach me how to stand because he thought that my posture needed some work. And so we started out with yoga. And then Patty said, you know, Nicole, you're pretty flexible, but you need to work on your core strength. I think that would help you. And so ever since then, when I do Pilates on a regular basis, I stay away from back pain. It doesn't start. So it's been the only thing that has kept me out of back pain. So I'm a screaming fangirl of Pilates, and so that's why I decided to start teaching it, because I'm excited about it. I've stayed excited about it, and I've seen the difference it can make in not only my life, but in the lives of my clients.
Well, and that's a pretty incredible transformation. So, and you're right in saying that soft tissue injuries, a lot of times, like PT and chiropractic, just doesn't cut it. You know, I do work hand in hand with a couple of different chiropractors with, you know, the stretching from the bend class and things like that. And, you know, you can only do so much with the bones if your muscles are going to pull them back out of alignment.
Exactly. Well, and I would get pain relief. I don't want to think it anybody. And it really did help me get to functioning.
Right.
But as far as staying out of back pain, I found out that I had a rib head that was no longer articulating with the spine like it should with the vertebrae.
Ooh.
And so that would cause pain. And so what I needed was to train my muscles to hold my bones in place where they needed to be. And that was, the answer was Pilates.
Yeah, because they both work together. You have to have both the muscle structure and the bones.
Right, exactly.
So a little bit about where you came from. In one of our previous conversations, you had mentioned that you were in the medical field.
Yes. I was trained as a nurse and worked as a nurse for a little over 5 years. And then I became a stay-at-home mom. And then I've worked on and off briefly in the field, at PRN and just working in doctor's offices some. But I decided I wanted to keep working with people, but I didn't necessarily want to do 12-hour shifts and work in a hospital anymore. And so,
yeah. One's more attractive than the other.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and also it puts me in a place where I take care of my health and I keep myself strong too. So, but the thing I loved the most about nursing, I did mostly pediatrics. I did some adult care. I did postpartum care. But the thing I found myself the most attracted to was, basically comfort and getting people into comfortable positions. So I was always very aware of the anatomy of the body. And you can just tell, you know, if you look at somebody, you can tell when they're uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the things that I enjoyed the most about nursing was figuring out a way to position people so that while they were confined to a hospital bed, they could be comfortable. And so that translated beautifully across to Pilates because it's really about body awareness internally as the client and then as the instructor externally being able to look at someone and see, oh, let's tweak this and, hey, you don't look comfortable. So let's see if we can work on that.
Yeah, that is so true. Body awareness is something that most people, you know, they don't pay attention to. And it's not something that's really taught unless you grew up in some form of dance or martial arts or in some kind of sport that required you to pay that kind of attention.
Yeah, because a lot of, and I mean, I've done step aerobics and I think it's great for health and cardio and all that stuff. But there's a lot of things that we do where we're isolating muscles and we're working on parts of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I really love about Pilates is since it's a mind-body discipline, we're almost always working the whole body as a whole. And we're actually learning how to organize the body to initiate movements closer to the core so that you're staying stable while you're doing movements out away from the body.
So a lot of that And it's almost akin to isometrics in a sense where you're isolating certain muscle groups, but you also have to balance. So the core is almost always active.
Yeah, exactly. So in Pilates, the place we look for to get to is where you are engaged in your core the entire time you're working out. Mm-hmm. So you think about that. And that's your deepest muscle layer, the transverse abdominis, is that most innermost muscle layer that is a muscle that holds you in place. It is a stability muscle, not a movement muscle. So when you engage that first, you become stable. And then when you engage all your movement muscles, then you are working in a place of health and you're not hurting yourself.
So it's like putting the pin in the ground before you decide to go climbing.
Exactly. Exactly. Because the thing is momentum is great and it's fun. But, you know, runners, the reason they start getting injuries is because there's some type of problem with their alignment. And when you have a repetitive use injury, it's because there's something that's out of alignment. And Pilates really does help with that a lot.
I've heard that from a lot of physical therapists and also from a lot of massage therapists. Like you can actually look at someone's back and by touching their back, you can tell where their repetitive movement injuries are.
Oh, wow.
Simply by touching the muscle structure.
Yeah.
And because you can tell like what shoulder someone carries their handbag on or what hand's on the top of the steering wheel when they drive.
Yes.
Or what hip they carry their kid on simply by how their muscle structure forms along their spine.
Yeah. And the thing is we create patterns in our body either because we need to or we've been injured. Mm-hmm. And when we perpetuate those patterns, they can begin to injure us if they're not balanced in our body. And so it's really just learning new patterns of movement so that you're doing healthy patterns instead of patterns that can lead to problems in your spine, hips, knees, everything.
Very, very true. Well, for those of you just joining us, we're talking today with Nicole Stoner, nationally certified Pilates teacher at Synergy right here in Cookeville. And, you know, expanding on body alignment, you know, one of the things I've seen that with a lot of people that I've dealt with is, you know, their gait.
Yes.
The way that they step, you know, doing that slamming the heel into the ground first, mm-hmm. rather than either evenly placing their foot on the ground or going toe first, you know, it changes the entire alignment of your spine.
Yes.
Especially when you have someone who's got one leg that's like slightly longer than the other, like mm-hmm. myself.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter how flexible you are. You know, it's an alignment in the body that you have to learn how to compensate for. And you have good forms of compensation and ones that just end up causing more injury later on because everything's attached to everything else.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We don't work in isolation. Our body all works together as a whole. And, you know, and I love one thing, because sometimes you'll get clients that almost hyper-focus on their imbalances in their body. And instead of trying to look for perfect symmetry, we're trying to look for balance.
Mm-hmm.
So trying to figure out a way that that's accessible to them and they can feel successful and notice the changes they're making as they're going along. And, you know, like gaits, something really simple that we do on the reformer, which is the classical piece of equipment that you see in all the magazines that has the carriage that moves back and forth. It has springs, it has handles or foot straps. But there's a foot bar down at the end, and there's something we do called footwork. And one of the things we really focus on is it's not just moving the carriage in and out and bending your knees. It's not a leg press. You're really focusing on putting even pressure into both feet and then making sure even the little tweaks of making sure that you're pressing into the big toe side of your foot as much as the little toe side of your foot and just mm-hmm. really building that body awareness and working towards symmetry. It's amazing how much change you can get just in those little tiny tweaks, and all of a sudden they'll notice their hips feel better and, oh, wow, this my low back feels better.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because you're building from the ground up.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, talking about building from the ground up and balance, you mentioned stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
How many small people did you decide to make?
Just two, and okay. They're no longer small.
Oh.
So I know.
Sad.
Yeah, it's very, it's great to see them grow. But we have a 22-year-old son who's a student here at Tech, mm-hmm. Education major, and I'm excited about that because I love to see men working in education. Mm-hmm. And yes, I've dragged him into the studio a few times. And
kicking and screaming, right?
Well, actually, what's really funny is he's like, it's really sad when I know my mom is in better shape than me. So, no, he's actually in great shape. But what's funny is, you know, he'll come in and do some things. But, no, great kid. Full beard. Looks like he's in his 30s. It's very strange when I remember him being a little toddler with blonde hair. And and then we have a daughter who's 16. And she's adorable and fun and sweet and built like a little tiny elf, and we're not quite sure where she came from. And so she goes to a church-based college preparatory school down in Georgia. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, adjusting to her. But she comes home once a month, so okay. That's wonderful. And, yeah, she's a light and lively child and enjoy her a lot. But, no, we just had 2 6 years apart. The first one never let us sleep, so there was a reason they're 6 years apart. How many kids do you have?
I have 2 small ones as well, both boy and girl, but reverse ages. So
okay.
The youngest one is our boy at 7, and the oldest one is our daughter at 11.
Okay. She's... Which one didn't sleep at night?
They both okay. did pretty good. But no, my daughter was definitely the one who just conked out. 2 Aww. Weeks sleeping through the night. Aww, it was a beautiful thing.
Yeah, like, wow. our daughter did that, but she came second, and we were so amazed and so happy. We really nearly fell on the floor when we laid her in her crib, and she fell asleep.
Like, oh, this is why we want a kid.
We didn't know why we didn't know they came that way, because our son was not that way.
Oh.
I joke that I'm still tired, and he's 22 from those first few years.
It's keeping you awake for different reasons now.
Oh, yeah, actually. I mean, they're great kids, but you still worry. I mean, they were both traveling at the same time last weekend, and I was like, once the daughter got into her school, then our son texted us and said, oh, by the way, wedding reception's over. I'm driving home tonight. Oh, of course. So, yeah. It's just a different way of worrying.
And so as far as like the benefits of something like Pilates, bringing balance to your body, but also, you know, I would imagine that carries over and brings balance to life as well.
The thing is the mind-body connection is the thing that really makes the difference for me, is the fact that when I take the time to show up in my body and pay attention to what it feels like for just an hour during a class mm-hmm. or during a home session, it translates throughout the rest of my day. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm beginning to hold tension somewhere, I stop and ask myself, why?
Mm-hmm.
Do I need a drink of water? Do I need to sit down for a minute? Do I need to just take a moment and process an emotion? Because sometimes an emotion will build tension in your body.
Very true. It's
been incredibly therapeutic for that reason, is because it's made me take time and notice what's actually happening in my body and in my life.
Well, and most of the time, you know, people are busy. I mean, especially working professionals. Your lives are go, 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 go.
Right.
And you barely have time to realize not only that you're hungry, but what you're hungry for. What
right.
does your body actually need?
Exactly.
And being able to understand what it feels like to do that gives you the awareness that, you know, okay, I'm frazzled. Right now I need to do this thing. And you know what it feels like. You know how to get there. And it's just like working out any other kind of muscle.
Right.
Your brain is, you know, you can do brain entrainment in such small increments, and recognizing that, you know, hey, I need to stop and pay attention to these nuances because they're building up. And if I don't, I'm going to overwhelm myself.
Yeah, I'm going to be a tea kettle and it's going to scream when the boil hits.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, it is really important. And knowing that those kinds of things can translate even just from a daily workout practice or even from a once a week workout practice is super beneficial.
Yeah. And building the habit of just taking a moment to be aware, because, you mm-hmm. know, and you're not that far from little kids. You'll be running around the house and go, what's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong with me? And then you go, I haven't been to the bathroom in 3 hours. I've been chasing children.
No, never done that.
No, never.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
But it's the perfect example of where we're running around getting things done that have to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And we literally put off or ignore the things that we absolutely need to do for ourselves.
It's the concept of not being able to fill from an empty cup.
I love that. Yeah.
That's very true. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break real quick, and we will be right back after this with Nicole Stoner from Synergy.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeSmart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm your host, Linda LeCoux, and we're here in the studio today with Nicole Stoner, nationally certified Pilates teacher at Synergy right here in Cookeville, Tennessee. So we talked a little bit before the break in regards to body mechanics and awareness and how all of that helps. What was something on your health and fitness journey that enabled you to see the importance and the value of that and how much it impacted you? Did you have an aha moment?
I had an aha moment early on in my Pilates instruction as a student with Patty Groth, who's my mentor and now co-worker at Synergy. Because for the first time, when I was working with her and she was working with me on just the basics, all of a sudden I figured out that I could move my body in a way that built strength and felt good at the same time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's impactful.
Yeah. Because, and I don't know if it's just because I was born in 72, child of the 80s, and I mean, at the height of, you know, all the videotapes, VHS, Kathy Smith, I mean, Jane Fonda, all of that. And there was really this idea, and I didn't realize how much I'd absorbed it, of no pain, no gain.
Mm-hmm.
And to find a way to work in my body and be comfortable and feel good during the workout and at the end of the workout, that was a big deal to me. And I realized that I'm probably one of the last people to have figured that out. I mean, but, but you know, that was an aha moment to me. And then the idea that, that I'm okay in the body that I was given and that I working in the body that I was given in a healthy way is what we need to be doing. We don't need to look at somebody else's body and think that's what I need to look like, because we're built very differently. But I joke that if you can nod your head and walk upstairs, and I'm not, I mean, I'm joking, but I'm somewhat serious. If you can walk your head, walk upstairs, walk upstairs and nod your head, you can do Pilates, even if it's on the most basic level, and you can start to improve your health.
Well, and you're right in thinking that and in mentioning it. Thank you so much for doing that, because, you know, there is this big misconception that in order to do something like, you know, yoga or Pilates or, you know, any kind of mind-body practice of that nature, that you have to come in with some preconceived level of flexibility or mobility, or, and that's really not what it's for. And, you know, I joke in bend class that, you know, oh, wait, you guys all can't touch your toes? That's good.
That's good.
Because if everyone could, I wouldn't have a class.
Exactly.
So we're cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, at our studio, I'll actually have people who are done with Pilates and say, I'm not flexible enough to do yoga. And I was like, oh, no, no. If you're not flexible, you're perfect for yoga.
Yes.
You know, you need it. They need you.
Very true.
And then I've actually had people say, well, I don't have a strong enough core to do Pilates. It's like, oh, no, 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 no. That's who we need to come do Pilates.
Right.
If you feel like you don't have a strong core, oh, please come to us. And the thing is, there's a lot of crossover between yoga and Pilates as far as body awareness and really working on the grounding and the base of strength and flexibility.
So major nuances that are differences between the two.
Okay. So, and I'm a student of yoga. I'm not a yoga teacher, but I absolutely love it. So I think they work together beautifully. Pilates is movement based.
Okay.
Now there's some yoga that's movement based, and then there's some that's poses. But in Pilates, you're not holding things. You are, you know, holding your core, but you're going to be moving throughout the entire workout. So it's a movement practice. And in yoga, sometimes it's a hold the pose practice. And both of those things can be really valuable, but they're different.
So that's like, you know, the differences between yin yoga, where you may just go
right
through holding five poses for an hour
right
and perfecting each one.
Right.
Or going through like a yoga flow Pilates style workout where you're
right
moving the whole time.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
And so in Pilates, you're moving the whole time regardless.
Yeah.
And then in Pilates, one of the nuances we really work at, and it's one of the six tenets, is centering. And so mentally and physically, you want to work from a centered place, meaning in Pilates, I really want you to focus on the center of your body first. And if all you can get is breathing and holding your body in the right place, the core of your body, that's the important part. And then we can start working on the nuances of where are you holding your shoulders? How far out is your arm going? Mm-hmm. So we're literally working from the center out.
That is a really cool concept.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I bet that helps incredibly with balance.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, so much.
Yeah. And there's a lot of Pilates standing work that we do. And then there's a chair, which imagine it's a little flat platform with a pedal on it that mm-hmm. goes up and down. And so there's a lot of work you can do standing, and you're standing on one foot and you're pressing against a spring to take the other foot down.
Ooh.
So there's a lot of balance that you can build up while you're doing Pilates.
I bet that gets to the psoas and the lower back.
Oh yes, very much. And then the neat thing about Pilates is it's your range of motion is all based on how stable you can hold your sacrum, which is that whole pelvic area, mm-hmm. and your spine. Can you hold it in neutral while you're moving your leg all over the place? Yeah, so that's important. And then we're also learning how to move the spine sequentially, because very often we just fold in half, and mm-hmm. we don't think about each piece of vertebrae or each vertebrae moving individually. And we have all these little muscles that actually decompress the spine if we'll just engage them. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of what we're doing is learning how to move the body piece by piece, vertebrae by vertebrae, and then you're creating this beautiful lengthening through your spine the whole time you're working.
Which is incredibly important.
Yeah, and because, that's what took my pain away, I'm pretty sure.
People sit at desks all day and hunch over all mm-hmm. day in the car, or, they're standing on concrete, or, all of these things that compress.
Oh, I have a great takeaway when you mention the car.
Sure.
So this is something that every radio listener can do, and if you're in a car, you can do it right now.
Ooh.
Yeah. So what you want to do is you want to make sure you're sitting evenly on your sits bones, because most of us we'll find out that we're sitting on one side heavier than the other. We might have one hand on top of the steering wheel. So just, center your body so you're sitting on your sits bones evenly. Mm-hmm. And then sit up nice and tall, and you're going to drop your chin so that you're not jutting it out, so that you've got length in the back of your head. Then look up at your rearview mirror. And while you're in this really good posture, set your rearview mirror while you're in good posture. Then if you start to slouch as you're traveling, you're like, oop, can't see out the mirror, and you sit back up.
That's a really good little trick.
And I do I that like now it. When I travel because I feel much less like a pretzel when I get where I'm going when I'm driving.
Well, yeah. Feeling less pretzely is always good.
Yes, it's always good. But anyway, that's a really mm-hmm. simple thing. And think about it. All you're doing is you're teaching your body a new habit.
Very true. So, Nicole, now that we have talked about all of these different wonderful things, as far as levels that can come to your class, do you have certain classes for intermediate advanced, certain classes for beginner, or are you just mash it up with everybody?
Yeah, absolutely. We actually have several different ways of getting started at the studio. So our mat classes are accessible to everybody. Mm-hmm. I teach a noon mat class on Mondays, which is all level, but we really focus on the fundamentals. And so somebody who is just, actually we've got several people who have come straight out of physical therapy and Ooh. Come into that class, because I really focus on modifying and finding modifications and progressions that are appropriate for you while you're working. And then if you want to work on the equipment, which is the reformer, the Cadillac, the tower, chair, and barrels, you need to have some basic understanding of mat Pilates before you come to the equipment. And then we have different levels of classes. And the neat thing is, if you look on our website, which is synergymindbody.com, our classes have level 1, level 2, level 3, or if it's all levels, it'll say all levels. So,
okay.
Yeah. And the biggest thing is we just want you to be safe while you're working out. And there are certain things, you can't hurt the equipment, but the equipment could hurt you if you're not
right.
ready for it and your body hasn't learned the patterns it needs to learn.
So, and that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really fun. But we do have multiple different ways to get started. We have beginner classes. We have beginner workshops. And so we offer those pretty much year round.
Okay. And as far as how people get a hold of you, or if you've got a Facebook, an Instagram, give me some digits.
Okay. So we're on Facebook, Synergy Mind Body. Just Google us. We're also on Instagram at synergy.cookville. And then we're also on the website, Synergy mindbody.com. You can also call the studio at 520-8980. And we're right up there on East Broad, right across from Dogwood Park. So you can find us there. And we've got a little sign out there. But you can stop by or call us or get on our website. And if you have any questions, we're glad to answer them.
All right. Well, that is awesome to hear. Thank you very much for being in the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
And to all of our listeners out there, go check out Nicole Stoner at Synergy. And you guys have a great day.